You're listening to now to Lynn Connell Morning, and joining us right now is Haines Mayor Douglas Olerud for an update on what's coming up at this week's assembly meeting. It's happening 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Thanks for joining us, Mayor Olerud. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning. Tell us what's coming up this week before the Haines Assembly.
Okay. As far as the assembly on Tuesday, a few ordinances on their final hearing. Third hearing for the ordinance on the disrupting meetings and processions. There's some language that was changed in there by the borough manager. She had asked for that to be held for a third hearing, so that'll be up first. And then ordinance on the minor offenses, changing penalties for violations and establishing a fine schedule. There's some amendments made at our last meeting on that. But that'll be up for adoption. And then some amendments to Title V for commercial helicopter ski tour permits, just clarifying some language and some things in there. And then also the changing of the sewer rates and water rates, and then also the schedule for those. And then we'll have a resolution to authorize the manager to enter into a professional services contract with Joiner Engineering for the master plan for the water and master plan for the sewer, both of them not to exceed $75,000, and then also authorizing the borough manager to enter into an agreement with Mertz CPA and advisor for the annual audit services for fiscal years 2022 through 2026. And then some direction to the Planning Commission on Monday zoning district. And that's kind of the bulk of Tuesday's meeting, but I do want to mention also that tonight we're having a meeting at 6:30 it'll be a town hall meeting, Zoom only, that Landslide Technologies will be presenting their updated findings report for the Beach Road landslide. And so I encourage everybody that's interested to log into Zoom, check that one out, ask any questions, and then we'll be having another meeting with them, another town hall in 2 weeks. And so once people have more time to digest the report, listen to what they have to say tonight, any other questions that they come up with, we'll come back and have that second opportunity for people to ask questions on what's going on out on Beach Road as far as what they found and any potential mitigation efforts.
Got it. And people can still, I believe, submit questions for the meeting in advance until noon today?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. If they get them to Ms. Fullerton by noon today, she will forward them to the presenters so they could be up and ready for that for the meeting tonight. But if they don't have them ahead of time, there'll be a question and answer period at the end of it, so they'll be able to ask their questions on the meeting tonight. It's just some people prefer to send them in writing ahead of time.
Got it. And Aleka's email address is a.fullerton, I believe, at...
I think it's just a.fullerton at haines.ak.us.
Thanks for correcting me there. Great. Okay. Regarding the ordinance prohibiting disruptions and profanity, what's the scope of that? What meetings does it cover?
That would be all borough meetings.
Mm-hmm. And once in place, how will that ordinance be enforced?
That is going to be an interesting topic, because a lot of that is going to be on the chair to do that. But the unlawful part of that would have to be referred to the police department for investigation.
Oh, got it. Okay. And let's see. At the last meeting, you mentioned working on offering refuge to Ukrainian refugees who are fleeing the war. Can you recap your thoughts on that for those of us who missed the meeting? Any progress on that effort or further thoughts?
Yeah, and it was beyond just Ukrainian refugees. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of any refugees. Assemblywoman Schnabel had approached me and asked me what I thought about the opportunities to bring refugees to Haines. And so I reached out to Senator Murkowski's office on who to contact. They put me in touch with with Catholic Community Services out of Anchorage, because they're the head for refugee placement in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And had a really good conversation with her. There's a lot of things that are necessary for refugee placement that Haines doesn't necessarily have, like public transportation, English as a second language programs for both kids and adults, housing options. And so there's some hurdles to that being viable for Haines. And so I passed that information along to Assemblywoman Schnabel. She passed along to some other members in the community. I know they've had further discussion about that. And I mentioned to them that if they, the Catholic Community Services at Anchorage is willing to come down and give a talk about that and let them know what the options. And I thought it'd be good if the people that are interested in that in the community would have a meeting or meetings beforehand, and just, we know what they are looking for. Let's see, how can we overcome these challenges if that's something that we want to do, and then look if that's an option that we can provide a safe place for some refugees from around the world that are in war-torn areas or at the moment.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, keep us updated on that. That's a very interesting topic there.
I'll let you know more as I find out.
Thank you. And what's the latest on the proposed water and sewer rate changes?
So the latest that's going to be phased in, I think it's four-year phase-in that we have on that. And the issue with that, we've got a lot of people that don't want us to raise the water sewer rates on that. Our chief fiscal officer, Ms. Stewart, has come up with an opportunity that we could lower that a little bit by using some reserves and then borrowing from the general fund to pay off an $805,000 loan that we still have. And by paying ourselves that interest rate, we would be able to reduce the rates that are projected by $1.05 per month for 2023, 24, and 25. So it'd be a $3.15 reduction over those 3 years for the residents. And so that'll be something up tonight. And it is one of those, you know, nobody ever wants to raise rates, but a lot of the reasons people say we shouldn't raise it is because costs are going up on everything else and we should absorb this. But the costs for operating the system are going up every single year also. And the borough has to act as the assembly needs to act in a fiduciary responsibility of taking care of the borough assets. And there's times that, as hard as it is, you have to cover the cost of providing the service. And I like Ms. Stewart's idea here of let's pay some debt down. We'll be able to make a lower interest payment loan to ourselves. And so the town site would be making a little bit of interest off of that instead of somebody else. And it would also allow us to dip into that increase a little bit for the residents.
Okay, that makes sense. Anything else to add regarding the assembly meeting on Tuesday, Doug?
I can't think of anything, Amelia. I just hope people, if they're interested, if you have something that you want to get in front of the assembly, make sure you get it to Ms. Fullerton by 5 o'clock tonight so she can include it on the website, or email her and she'll email it to the assembly members. If you don't feel like speaking in public, or if you don't like speaking in public, that's always an option for you. If not, we always welcome public comment during the meetings.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time, Mayor Douglas.
No problem. Are you going to go make a snowman after this?
Oh, definitely. First thing.
Go out on the parade ground, make some snowmen.
Yep. How did you know?
For second day of spring, it's time for making snowmen, right?
Typical. Oh, wow. Thanks. Have a great day,
Doug. Have a great week, Amelia.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That was Haines Mayor Douglas Ulrud with an update ahead of the assembly meeting Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. in the Haines Assembly Chambers.